From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a major setback for President Trump and the Republicans on health care. Despite some stiff lobbying by the President and Vice President Mike Pence, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan was not able to get enough votes to pass the American Health Care Act. Speaker Ryan said at a late-day news conference Friday that he and the President could not secure the votes.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us. Doing big things is hard. All of us, myself included, we will need time to reflect on how we got to this moment, what we could have done to do it better.
Ryan briefed the president on the situation, but could not gather enough votes from his own party. Because of the failure, Ryan said the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, will remain the law of the land. At the White House, President Trump said the loss opens the way for a better health care bill to be crafted.
I think you know I was very clear because I think there wasn't a speech I made or very few where I didn't mention that perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today, because we'll end up with a truly great health care bill in the future after this mess known as Obamacare explodes.
Despite the heavy pressure from the White House and the Speaker, conservative Republicans stood fast against the plan because they said it did not go far enough. Moderates opposed it because they feared that too many Americans would lose their health insurance. Democrats hailed the defeat of the health care law as a victory for the poor and the middle class alike. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said the Republican bill would have stripped health care from the most vulnerable while increasing premiums for working people. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump did keep one of his campaign promises on Friday, issuing a permit enabling the completion of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, reversing a policy put in place by former President Barack Obama. Appearing alongside TransCanada's new CEO, Russell Girling, in the Oval Office, Trump called it part of a new era of American energy policy. He said it would lower costs, reduce reliance on foreign oil, and create thousands of U.S. jobs.
Today, I'm pleased to announce the official approval of the presidential permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. TransCanada will finally be allowed to complete this long-overdue project with efficiency and with speed.
The decision caps a years-long fight between environmental groups and energy industry advocates over the pipeline's fate that had become a proxy battle over global warming. The U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said Friday that he does not expect miracles from the fifth round of Geneva talks, but he is hopeful there will be incremental constructive steps. De Mistura kicked off on Friday the formal start of the fifth round of peace talks with envoys from President Bashar al-Assad's government and opposition groups. At a news conference in Geneva, the special envoy said he was pleased that all those invited to take part in the talks had decided to come.
All invitees and delegations who are present here, and as you know, we have also the women at the advisory board, which has been giving me and continue to give me very wise and substantial support, are feeling that it was worth it to come, and all came.
The talks are set to take place over at least several days around issues of governance, elections, a new constitution, and the fight against terrorism. Turkish media reports 11 Syrians were killed when their inflatable boat sank off the country's Aegean coast. The Doha News Agency says five of the dead are children. A baby rescued in critical condition is among 11 people who survived the accident. The boat capsized in strong wind and waves and was believed to be trying to reach the Greek island of Samos. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with members of the NATO alliance next week, following criticism over his initial decision to skip a NATO foreign minister's meetings. Tillerson's office said he would not be able to attend the April 5th and 6th meetings of the 28-member alliance that raised fears about the U.S. administration's commitment to NATO. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.